أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ نجيناكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب يذبحون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم. We were discussing the sixth ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Bani Israel of the different favors He had conferred to them. Often in life we forget the favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person is going through some difficulty, some hardship, is going through some sickness. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that removes that difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the person shifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about favorable conditions. But we forget those ni'mats and favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Insan in his nature is very, very forgetful. He forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the dictates of shukr and gratitude is that we always remember the ni'mats and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never removed the calamity, then there was no force on the surface of this earth that could have removed that calamity. So the Bani Israel were blessed with many, many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Bani Israel came to Egypt in the time of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. They were originally residing in Sham, in Palestine area, which is known as Al-Khalil, Hebron. And in the time of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, then they had come to Egypt. At that time, they were very, very respected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with a lot of respect, a lot of honor in Egypt. The people of Egypt, the Coptics, they always looked up to the Israelites and the Bani Israel. But ulama explained that over a passage of time, the condition started changing. Remember, when our condition starts changing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the halat and the conditions. As long as people are upright, people are straight, they are dedicated to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have made the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their priority, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them, Allah will take care of them. But when their condition starts to change, then you will see that the tables are turning. So a very similar thing happened to the Bani Israel. And then after that, they became disgraced. People started disliking them. And they were oppressed. They were taken to be laborers, to be workers. Until was the era of Fir'aun. And Fir'aun, he had seen a strange dream and he was concerned about his dream. So he went to the fortune tellers of that time and he mentioned his dream to them. So one of the fortune tellers told them that a child is going to be born in the Bani Israel who will be a means of toppling your kingdom. He told Fir'aun. These people are here now, these Israelites. There's going to be a child that's going to be born here. And he is going to topple your kingdom. So what Fir'aun did was, he started slaying the baby boys that were born. According to some reports, 1 year, he will slay all the babies, the baby boys. And 1 year, he will spare their lives. So he was thinking to himself that they mustn't become like a strong army, because he was afraid, he was worried that they're going to revolt against him and they're going to rebel against him. So this is what strategy he had employed, Fir'aun. Now can we imagine what type of a challenge that is? Often in life, we go through some small challenges. What happens to us? We're so overwhelmed, we become despondent, we can't take it. But think about this challenge. Every single baby boy that is born is being slayed, is being slaughtered. Look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats these incidents in the Quran Sharif. What's the reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeating these incidents in the Quran Sharif? It's for us to ponder over it and think about it and understand the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to understand how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Unfortunately, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come out of our hearts now. That's why we got pride, we got arrogance, we think something about ourselves. And we know of everything else, we know of the power of everything else, but we don't know the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is born. And he is born, his mother is worried what she's going to do. Because Fir'aun has got spies all around, and they're going and they're checking the homes all the time to see if there's any babies that have been born. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's mother is born, Musa alayhi salam is born, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's mother is so worried now. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأُوحِيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Ordinary woman coming from a very downtrodden nation, but she got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with her. And remember, any challenge in life, if you got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. He will inspire you what to do at every given moment. This is now what you need to do now. This is what you need to do next. What's the next step? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires her that you will breastfeed this child. Carry on breastfeeding him. And فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلِي, when you fear that Fir'aun's soldiers are going to come now and take the baby away, فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ, then place him in the river. وَلَا تَخَوْفِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding her, don't be afraid and do not grieve. إِنَّا رَادُوهُ إِلَيْكَ, we are going to send this child back to you. And not only that, وَجَائِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, we're going to make him from among the prophets. This child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give him a very high position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless him with great honor. And then ultimately the incident continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that that baby, that child who Fir'aun was worried about, he was afraid that this child is going to topple my kingdom. That child was brought up in his palace. Fir'aun reared this child. He took care of this child. So this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the Bani Israel, وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. Remember, when we saved you from the people of Fir'aun, يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, they were inflicting upon you the worst of punishments. يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ, they were slaying your sons, your baby boys. وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ, and they were sparing your women folk and the baby girls. Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ, in that was a very great test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.